According to an estimate from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis last week, the U.S. gross domestic product, the GDP, the value of goods and services produced, shrank at an annual rate of 0.3% in the first quarter of 2025. That's the first decline in 3 years.
President Trump largely attributed the decline to former President Biden's economy. Here is Trump speaking at a cabinet meeting last week.
He came in on January 20th. So this is Biden. And you could even say the next quarter is sort of Biden, because it doesn't just happen on a daily or an hourly basis. But we're turning it around. It's a big ship to turn around. And we're going to have the greatest country financially in the history of the world, I believe.
On Friday, the Labor Department reported that U.S. employers added 177,000 jobs in April. Unemployment remained unchanged at 4.2%, both seen as pretty positive numbers.
Those are big picture national numbers. So what does it all mean for Wisconsin?
Steve Deller is a UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist, professor in agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. Steve, welcome back to the studio.
Good morning.
Let's look at some of those big, broad national numbers, GDP, gross domestic product, a very, very broad measure. Generally, people view up as good, down as bad. When you look at a little slip, at least the estimate in the first quarter of this year, what does it mean to you? What does it mean for Wisconsin, if anything?
Well, what's happening really is kind of a short-term reaction to the tariff proposals. What really kind of drove the GDP numbers was a spike in imports. That was primarily from businesses trying to build up their inventory, to build up kind of a supply of materials in anticipation of a tariff coming into place. You also saw that with consumer spending. So that spike in imports actually kind of drove GDP down, but the spending kind of counterbalances a little bit. So a lot of businesses right now are kind of going into a wait-and-see mode and kind of hunkering down a little bit.
And we'll dig into that more in just a bit. The job numbers, again, 177,000, more than I think economists had expected. Here in Wisconsin, when we look at unemployment rates, tend to track lower than the national average, right? What are you seeing here in Wisconsin when it comes to jobs numbers?
What we're seeing is the most current numbers that we have for Wisconsin are February. So there's a little bit of a lag between the national data and the Wisconsin data. What we're seeing is a slow, steady, downward tick in the number of new job openings. But we still have a lot more job openings than we have people unemployed. So we still are facing a structural labor shortage. We simply don't have enough people in Wisconsin to fill all the jobs that we have.
And a long-term trend potentially in Wisconsin there, we are an aging state, or last time we I checked, we were an aging state, people retiring, not necessarily the young people to fill those jobs. Is that structural problem you see something not just this year, but on out into the future?
I think going on out, a lot of attention was drawn to the labor shortage after the COVID because it was kind of in our face. But you could go back almost 10 years to see a structural labor shortage in Wisconsin. We're an aging as a state, and we're not seeing as many people moving into Wisconsin as we are generating jobs.
Now, getting into tariffs, people watching for the impact, as you mentioned, manufacturers and some consumers rushing to buy stuff before tariffs kicked in. I'm just looking at ABC Supply, big company here in Wisconsin. They've been posting their suppliers. So here's one, roofing, residential roofing projects, a company saying, hey, we're bumping up 5%. Here is one, 10 to 15% on fasteners and plates for construction. Here's another one, 5.5% tariffs on construction supplies. The list goes on and on. Are we going to start, now that that stock up time has ended, are we going to start seeing the impact on fields like construction in Wisconsin, manufacturing, as they see those prices bump up?
That's exactly right. The challenge that we have from the economy is that we're not sure. Trump, the president, seems to be imposing the tariffs, backing off the tariffs, imposing the tariffs, backing off, creating kind of pathways for certain industries. So the real problem, you know, the tariffs are kind of gathering a lot of news right now, but I think what's kind of undermining the economy is all the uncertainty. We don't know what the policy is going to be. And it's really difficult to make long-term purchasing decisions or long-term investment decisions if we simply don't know what's going to be going on.
Right. The hope when you impose tariffs as a country is it may be a little pain now, and President Trump has made this argument, but that's an incentive to make more stuff here in the United States so that those roofing supplies, say, that might have come from Canada, for example, maybe we start producing them here. with that uncertainty, does that make it harder for that potential manufacturer to say, yep, I'm going to step up and do this now?
It takes a long time. If a company decides they're going to move their production facilities back to the U.S., that's a major undertaking. That is not something that can be done in the short term. These are, can be potentially billion-dollar investments. And a lot of companies are not going to be making those kind of investments with this kind of uncertainty. They're going to go into a kind of a hunker down, let's wait and see mode, and let's try to ride this out. That kind of mentality is going to trigger a recession.
Let's go to the consumer side of things now. Seeing reports, the Pacific ports that bring in a lot of imports in the United States, consumer goods, manufacturing goods, whatever, 60% drop, I think I saw in some of our biggest ports in the country in the amount of stuff coming in. What will Wisconsinites start to see as those cargo hauls get shorter and shorter?
What's going to happen is that a lot of the stores, say on retail, a lot of the stores like the Walmarts and the Targets, kind of the Dollar General, the type of stores that are kind of targeting a modest income households, they're the ones that are going to be hit the most. Because most of those products are coming in from overseas. We tend to focus on China, but a lot of it's coming in from, say, Vietnam. It's coming in from other countries. One of our biggest trading partners is actually Ireland, and it's because of the pharmaceutical industry. So while we tend to focus on China, it's broader than just simply China.
In our last few moments, Steve, let's look at agricultural exports. Another uncertainty is retaliatory tariffs, soy, dairy, whatever we're exporting from Wisconsin. What are you watching for there?
What I'm watching for is some of our largest trading partners. And here, population matters. So China does matter, has an outsize because of the size of the country, is that they're going to start looking for other trading partners. With the first tariffs under the first Trump administration, China started saying, we're going to start buying a lot of our soybeans from Brazil. And once we lose those contracts, it's going to be very, very difficult to get them back.
Steve, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
Steve Deller, UW Extension Community Economic Development Specialist and professor at UW-Madison, looking at big economic trends and what they mean here in Wisconsin.